Module 4, Unit 8, Lesson 2. Listen to a lecture given on graphology and take as many notes as possible. Part 1. How graphology experts analyze handwriting. Graphology, theory and history. Graphology, the study of handwriting and handwriting analysis, is now an accepted technique for the assessment of people in organizations. Handwriting analysis is an effective and reliable indicator of personality and behavior, and so it is a useful tool for many organizational processes like recruitment, interviewing and selection, team building, counseling, and career planning. The science of graphology uses at least 300 different handwriting features. The graphologist's interpretation skill is in the psychological art of understanding the particular blend of handwriting features. An expert is able to see the writer step off the page. A person's handwriting, the script, and its placing on the page express the unique impulses of the individual. Logically, the brain sends signals along the muscles to the writing implement they control. By examining a handwriting sample, an expert graphologist is able to identify the relevant features of the handwritten script and the way the features interact. The features and interaction between them provide the information for the analysis. No single handwriting sample will exhibit all 300 different features, of course. A typical analysis will involve much less. No single handwriting feature proves anything specific or absolute by itself. A single feature alone can only identify a trend. It is the combination of features and the interaction between them that enable a full and clear interpretation. Graphology is actually a very old and respected science. The study of handwriting and its analysis was first developed by the Chinese 3,000 years ago. The Romans used graphology, and through the centuries since then, various civilizations and cultures have analyzed handwriting to identify the essence of the person who produced it. The modern approach to handwriting analysis was established by a group of French clerics led by Abbé Michon, who defined key aspects of the science in the 1870s, after 30 years of study. This work formed the basis of modern graphology, although the science is still being researched and expanded today. Professional graphologists operate to a strict code of ethics, and these experts are constantly in demand. Those who use it recognize its value in the workplace as an additional method of understanding character. It is, therefore, an extremely useful tool in identifying the quality and capacity of an individual's talents and potential, particularly in career guidance and improving relationships. Like other powerful behavioral or intuitive models, it is not easy to explain how and why graphology works. Nevertheless, it continues to be used, respected, and appreciated by many because it achieves a high level of results. Listen to the second part of the lecture and find out if you were correct. Graphology, an introductory guide to handwriting features, part 2. As I previously stated, there are around 300 features. In this introductory lecture, I will try to explain some of the selected basic ones that can be readily understood and which give interesting information. Here is my introductory guide to graphology, with examples of the techniques that graphologists and handwriting analysis experts use to analyze a person's personality from a sample of handwriting. Slant. A right slant indicates a response to communication, but not how it takes place. For example, the writer may wish to be friendly, manipulative, responsive or intrusive, or to sell or control something, or to be loving or supportive, just to name a few possibilities. If the handwriting is generally upright, this indicates independence. A left slant tendency shows emotion and reserve. This writer needs to be true to self first and foremost, and can be resentful if others try to push for more commitment from them. Size. Handwriting is made up of three zones or cases: middle, upper, and lower. A basic average measure, or benchmark, by which size can be judged is 3 millimeters per zone. This gives a benchmark for a non-remarkable full height of 9 millimeters. More than this is large, less than this is small. Large size handwriting can mean that a person is extrovert and outgoing, or it can mean that the writer is putting on an act of confidence, although this behavior might not be exhibited to strangers. Small size can, logically, mean the opposite. Small size handwriting can also indicate that a person is a thinker and an academic, depending upon other features in the script. If the writing is small and delicate, the writer is unlikely to be a good communicator with anyone other than those on their own particular wavelength. These people do not generally find it easy to break new ground socially. Pressure. Heavy pressure indicates commitment and taking things seriously, but if the pressure is excessively heavy, it indicates that the writer gets very uptight at times and can react quickly to what they might see as criticism, even though none may have been intended. These writers react first and ask questions afterwards. Light pressure expresses sensitivity to atmosphere and empathy towards people, but can also, if the pressure is uneven, show a lack of vitality. Upper zone, uppercase, as in L, T, and H. Tall upper strokes are reaching towards goals and ambitions, or, if they are very extended, may represent the unrealistic expectations of what the person feels they must achieve. If there are reasonably proportioned upper zone loops, this indicates someone who likes to think things through and use their imagination in a sensible way. Wider upper zone loops indicate more of a tendency to dream up ideas and mull them over. If the upper stroke goes up and then returns on top of itself, the writer may be squeezing out his or her imagination and keeping to the basic requirement of getting down to the job in hand. Wavy line. Wavy line handwriting is often an amalgam of all or most of the other forms, and is usually written by people who are mentally mature and skillful. It shows that they can call on a variety of responses to suit the occasion and indicates well-developed coping mechanisms. These people are adaptable and resourceful. Okay. Spelling versus pronunciation. Words that are often mispronounced. Listen to the words. 1. Worry, sorry, lorry. 2. Flood, blood, hood. 3. Doubt, could, shout. 4. Come, Some. Dome. Five. Head. Plead. Tread. Six. Catastrophe. Atmosphere. Apostrophe. Listen to the words again and decide which word is the odd one out in each of these groups. 1. Worry. Sorry. Lorry. 2. Flood. Blood. Loop. 3. Doubt. Could. Shout. 4. Come. Some. Dome. 5. Head. Plead. Tread. 6. Catastrophe. Atmosphere. Apostrophe. Okay. Listen to the words with the silent consonants such as K, B, T, L. K. Knee. B. Climb. L. Should. H. Honesty. P. Pseudonym. C. Castle. Now check your answers by listening to the recording. A. No. B. Psychologist. C. Honor. D. Tomb. E. Could. F. Half. G. Knowledge. H. Listen. Find three pairs of homophones. A. Read. B. Bite. C. Lead. Lead. D. Rain. E. Wind. Wind. F. Draft. G. Rain. H. Bite. I. Draft. Listen to the correct answers. 1. Bite. Bite. 2. Rain. Rain. 3. Draft. Draft. 6. Recognizing words. Can you identify the plural form of these words? 1. Analyses. Analysis or analyses. Analyze. 2. Synthesize. Synthesis or syntheses. 3. Oasis. Oases or oasises. Tick the correct word that you hear. Career. Graphology. Therefore. Environmentalist. Analysis. Counseling. Empathy. Nevertheless. Homonym. Analyze. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.